You know, it's been one of those days, you know, Brian last hour, now Mark Clark is here, kind of topics that I was discussing in the very first hour of my broadcast today. So we're all on the same wavelength and really excited about our guest who's going to be here in just a little bit, talking legacy law, estate planning, all that elder law stuff that's so important. So without further ado, hosting MediConnect, the Inside Connection this week. Here's Mark. How are you, Mark?
I'm great. How are you, Rob?
Listen, I honestly, this is such an important topic.
Yeah.
And I just think it's another piece of the puzzle of what you guys put together each and every day at MediConnect. So really, really excited about today's show.
Absolutely. You know, spring's upon us, right? It doesn't look like it out there today. But anytime you hear those birds chirping, I get excited because I get to think about playing golf again. Baseball season's going to get in the swings pretty soon, right? We're all optimistic in the spring, right? A lot of optimism, a lot of excitement in the air, but sometimes that optimism can crash down. Reality crashes down on us, and I have a reality for Medicare that's really going to crash down on us in 9 days.
Over.
We have 9 days of open enrollment left, so it's really critical that people understand it. If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, that if you haven't taken a look at your coverage, you haven't had anybody take a look at your care, the cost of your medications, the cost of your medical care. You've got 9 days to do that review, and then it stops. Okay, so again, we're here to assist you, right, Rob? Right now, we have people live advisors. Our benefits executives are live at 888-818-6334. You want to call them now. They can schedule an appointment in these next 9 days. They can help you do a review. Never any obligation, never any cost to it all. It's just a wonderful thing, beautiful thing today in the spring.
It is a beautiful thing, and I love this day in history, one of my favorite parts of the show, so let's get rolling.
This is a good part of this show. I enjoy getting ready for this every time I'm on, but March 23rd, right? March 23rd in history, here's some big ones. Rob, maybe you'll remember what Patrick Henry said on March 23rd, 1775, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, give me liberty or give me death.
And you know what he said when they asked him to repeat that? He said, let me think about it.
Wait, let me take that back, right? Yeah, right. Well, hey, he'll live in infamy for that statement.
Will.
Yeah,
will.
Right? And then we'll move a little further in history. March 23rd, 1857. The first commercial passenger elevator is open to the public. I guess there was a lot of concern whether if that cable ever broke. So that first commercial one actually had a safety device that kept if the cable broke. And Rob, it was an Otis. You know, you ever get on the elevator and you see the name of it? It was actually Alicia Graves Otis. It was one of his passenger elevators. But that was in 1857. How about this one? March 23rd, 1950, the TV show Beat the Clock debuted on CBS. That's a show where contestants had to complete challenges before the time ran out. And I didn't know this, but the host, or at least the original host, Bud Collier, he was also famous for voicing. Do you know what he voiced?
I do not.
He voiced Superman on the radio and cartoons. David, Superman and Clark Kent.
David Balerato knew that.
I gotcha.
He did. He's
I'm
a
sure.
big fan of Superman. They go way back.
I'm sure. I had a high school teacher that used to call me Soup because my last name Clark. He'd say, Clark Kent. And every morning when I walked into homeroom, he'd say, hey, Soup.
See, I think about Clark Kent, so that just goes to show you why I wasn't spending much time in the gym, so I should have been like Superman. Right? But, you know, it's just amazing the connections of people you just sometimes least expect, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just don't know. And we're going to kind of come back to that subject a little bit later for our trivia question, but maybe we can all remember this one. March 23rd, 1983, President Ronald Reagan gives what became known as the Star Wars speech, where he talked about strategic defense initiative. They were going to use lasers to shoot down missiles that the Soviet Union was shooting over at us. Didn't really ever happen, at least to our knowledge, right?
Be nice to have it, though.
Yes. Yes. How about birthdays? I'm going to test you here, Rob, right?
Okay.
February 23rd, we've got birthdays of a guy named Roger Bannister. You know who that is?
4 minute mile.
That's it. Yeah. He's the first person to ever run a 4 minute mile. And he says in his book that his training really consisted of 30 minute runs where he'd do really hard intervals. He only did that like 3 or 4 times a week. And so that's fascinating. It's fascinating. And ever since, people have blown away the 4 minute mile, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Other important birthday, March 23rd, 1953. She's turning 70 today. Chaka Khan. Yeah.
Chaka Khan.
That's
yep.
it.
Absolutely.
That's it. Right?
Absolutely.
Tell me something good, right? Anyway, and then a more recent one, Kyrie Irving. I'm not a big basketball guy.
He's tremendous.
I recognize the name.
Right.
I didn't know he was born in Melbourne, Australia. He was born on March 23rd, 1992, just a few months before my oldest son. How about that?
I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah.
32.
Yeah. Yep. And how about the number one song? March 23rd, 1959. 1959 is the year. This year, those people are turning 65. And so the number one song March 23rd was Venus by Frankie Avalon.
That kid from Philadelphia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. The number one movie at the box office was Rio Bravo.
Still a great movie.
Yeah, good John Wayne movie, right? If you like those Westerns, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised to see. I was reading. I think Angie Dickinson was in that movie, too.
And
right?
Ricky Nelson, yeah. Walter Brennan.
Yeah.
Ward Bond.
Yeah, yeah, yep. A lot of people in that movie, a lot of famous ones. So
And Ashley has no idea who half the people we just mentioned are. She's so young.
I know. Yeah. I was thinking she's probably wondering what are we even talking about, right?
No, she's good. She's good.
We'll get to her in a little bit, and I'm happy to have her here with us today. How about the trivia question, Rob?
I'm ready.
Right? We talked about Beat the Clock here a little bit earlier, that it debuted on CBS March 23rd, 1950. Here's a little fact. I want our people to try to figure it out. What then unknown Hollywood superstar got his first job in TV testing the challenges done on Beat the Clock? Okay? What then unknown Hollywood superstar got his first job on TV testing challenges done on Beat the Clock? That's our trivia question.
And if you think you know it, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. The person with the correct answer gets a $15 Get-Go gas card. We're going to run the seminars now, then take a break, and you're going to have a chance to meet our guest moments away. So please stay tuned for Legacy Law Estate Planning. You're going to find it fascinating. And here is where the seminars are going to take place.
Yeah, if you're turning 65 in the next 12 months, here's where we'll be in upcoming weeks, March 26th. We'll have two, one at 4:30 and one at 6 p.m. Baldwin Health Center, that's at 1717 Skyline Drive, Pittsburgh. April 2nd and April 4th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Fairfield Inn in Washington. That's 451 Racetrack Road in Washington. April 9th, we'll be at the AHN Hemfield building. That's 6321 U.S. Route 30 in Greensburg. We'll be there at 4:30 and at 6 p.m. that night. That's April 9th. April 16th and April 18th, we'll be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree, 875 Greentree Road. April 23rd and April 25th, we'll be at the Hampton Inn Butler. That's 400 Benevian Square in Butler. And then May 1st and May 2nd, we'll be at the Ross Community Center, 1000 Ross Municipal Drive, Pittsburgh, PA. Those are all at 6 p.m. We got a couple there at 4:30. Go to our the MediConnectInsurance.com. Go to the seminars tab. You can register there, or you could call our live advisors at 888-818-6334. After the break, we're gonna talk about open enrollment some, and then I'm excited for our special guest today, Ashley, who's going to join us from Entrusted Legacy Law.
All right, all of that still to come. Hey, you can always listen to us at 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK or on the Odyssey app, but you can also watch us with the Ireland Contracting video feed. Just go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio live stream. All right, back to Mark Clark. This is MediConnect, the Inside Connection, and our special guest moments away. Go ahead, Mark.
All right. Our trivia question again was, we said the TV show Beat the Clock debuted on CBS March 23rd, 1950. What then unknown Hollywood superstar got his first job in TV testing challenges done on Beat the Clock? I don't think we've got an answer yet. Maybe we're going to move on, but we should talk a little bit about seminars real quick. We'll cover those. March 26th, we'll be at the Baldwin Health Center, 1717 Skyline Drive, Pittsburgh, PA. That's at 4:30 and 6 p.m. April 2nd and April 4th, we'll be at the Fairfield Inn, Washington, PA. That's 451 Racetrack Road. April 9th, we'll be at the AHM Hemfield Building. That's 6321 U.S. Route 30 in Greensburg. We'll be there at 4:30 and 6 p.m. April 16th and 18th, we'll be at the Holiday Inn Greentree. That's 875 Greentree Road. April 23rd and 25th, we'll be at the Hampton Inn Butler. That's at 400 Benevian Square, Butler, PA. And May 1st and 2nd, Ross Community Center, 1000 Ross Municipal Drive, will be there on the 1st and 2nd of May. If you're new to Medicare, if you want to review, you want to call our number, 888-818-6334. We've got live advisors standing by right now. They can take your call. Go to MediConnect.com, click on the seminars tab. There's no charge for the seminar, but we just ask you to reserve a spot, call in and reserve a spot so that we have the materials that you need that day. We'll get to our guest, Ashley, in a moment.
And congratulations to Becky of Pittsburgh. James Dean was the correct answer. And
that's right.
Who would have thought, rebel without a cause, giant, and I mean, East of Eden, he made all within a year and a half and was dead like 3 years later, died at 24.
That's a crazy, crazy story. I always marvel at that.
All three. Right? I mean, movies were like back to back to back.
Yeah, shooting star, right?
Yeah,
and he fizzled out. Quick, like boom, he was gone.
Yeah, that quick.
That's part of the legend, though, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, people still own his name, image, and likeness and are making money on it to this day. So,
right. How about that? So, open enrollment, right?
Yeah.
The importance of it, Rob. I sat with people this week. One of my new duties as one of the managers at MediConnect is I help train new agents. And I was sitting with one of our new agents in a consumer's house this week. And, you know, if it wasn't for us stopping by there, this lady wouldn't have the coverage that she needs. In fact, she was on a Medicare plan, but the agent she had worked with didn't realize that she qualified for a plan that would give her even more generous benefits. And that's, Rob, that's why we're always saying, look, if you haven't had a review, you want to call us because we can sit down and our benefits executives are going to go over all that's available to you. We don't just offer one carrier's product. We offer multiple carrier's products. In this market, there are more than 70 different Advantage plans available to you. So open enrollment is just a season where anybody that's on a Medicare Advantage plan between January 1st and March 31st, they can take a look at their Medicare coverage and they can make a change if they need to or want to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really even have to give us a reason why. If you say, I just want to make a change, right?
And there's never a charge for their services either.
That's it. Never, ever a charge. Sometimes people get confused. I had a call recently from a client and her husband's getting ready to get on his Medicare. And they kept hearing us talk about open enrollment ending March 31st. And he hasn't been on his Medicare yet. So he's still going to be going on to his initial enrollment period. But she was worried, are we going to be too late? Do we have to do it by the 31st? Again, that's why you want to trust us, right? That's why we're here, Rob. We do this every single day. We do this with a passion and a love for helping people, and we're going to help guide you through that. I was able to calm her fears, right? And that's one of my most favorite parts about this, because people, when they're entering this space, they're getting ready to retire, they're going to be getting their Social Security, and they're going to get on Medicare. There's a lot of anxiety, right? There's a lot of fear and worry that they're going to make these choices or that they don't know, and it's Medicare is very complicated. This is a great time of year to sit down with us. We'll sit down with you across your kitchen table. We'll get to know you. We won't just come in and just present our facts and walk out the door, but we'll sit down and take time. We'll have a cup of coffee with you. We'll sit down and talk with you about how does Medicare work and how should it work with you. Why would you want to do a review of your plan? You want to make sure that your doctors are in the network, right? I'd like to be able to tell you that when we check the doctors, most of the time that information is really accurate. We look at the carrier sites. We make sure your doctors, but quite frankly, a doctor could be in the network for a plan today and tomorrow I could check and they could not be there. And so it's very important that if you're seeing a new doctor and you're not sure if they're going to take that plan that you're on, you want to call us. You want to make sure that we're able to help you take care of that. How about the coverage? I sat with somebody this week, and we're going to save them hundreds of dollars this year on their prescription drug coverage. You know, these drug formularies change every year. And so open enrollment, January 1st through March 31st, is a great opportunity. You can sit down with us at no cost for you, but you'll get expert advice from us. Our benefits advisors have been highly trained. We've worked with them. We've walked with them. Most of our advisors have been with us for multiple years at this point, and so they've been down this road before. You don't want to miss this opportunity. You want to call right now at 888-818-6334. Our live advisors will be able to help you.
Yeah, and they can do that. And we're going to get to a break here in just a moment and then come back. And why don't you just tell everybody who's waiting in the wings?
Absolutely. That's my favorite part of the show these days, right? But today we have Ashley Sherrick. I hope I got that right. And Ashley is with Entrusted Legacy Law. We're going to talk about what it means to plan out the end of your life, your estate, all of that kind of stuff, right? It's really important information. I know you're going to want to tune in.
Oh, definitely going to be good stuff. Again, I want to remind everyone that our advisors are there every single Saturday from the time we start the show until noon. You can set up an appointment. You can reserve your space at one of their seminars. And remember, there is never a charge for their services. And being that this enrollment period is almost done, you're not going to want to put this off. Do it while we go to break. 888-818-6334. That's 888-818-6334. And tell them what happens with that initial visit. We got about a minute before the break. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, that initial visit. First of all, what we do, Rob, is we make sure we ask all the right questions. Right? It's important that people understand that we need to understand your story before we can provide any kind of solution. And so we're going to take our time and we're going to ask the right questions. We're going to figure out what kind of coverage do you have? What doctors do you go to? What medications, prescription medications are you taking? Then we're going to give you an education. We walk through a presentation. Actually, I was able to help create the presentation or recreate it this year. And that presentation teaches you how Medicare works and how it should work for you. It talks about all those different parts, A, B, C, and D. It talks about all the choices you're going to make. We make Medicare simple.
That's what they do every single day. And to get that appointment set up, and again, never a charge for their services, you can call right now and you're actually going to talk to one of our live advisors, 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334 and MediConnectInsurance.com. We'll be back. All right. Now you finally get to meet our guest that we kept the audience in suspense, and you're going to absolutely have respect for what she does because it's a very important topic and it always seems to come back to Medicare and how we make it all work with the inside connection. Here's Mark Clark. Mark.
That's right. Yeah. Today, our special guest is Ashley Sherrick. She's from Entrusted Law, Legacy Law. I'll get it right one of these days, Ashley. But hey, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here today. I'm excited about this topic because there's a lot of planning I probably need to do too. And I have family members that probably need this as well. But tell us a little bit about you. We were talking in the break that you went to Duquesne. So let's go Dukes.
I got to put my hoodie on when I get home after this. So, I started my own law firm in 2018. Okay. So we actually used to be called Sherrick Law Office. Okay. I did what most lawyers do, and I put my name on the door because we're usually not too creative of folks, and that's all we got, and we put our name on the door. And I realized that doesn't tell anybody what I actually do.
Right.
And I only do estate planning and elder law. So we recently rebranded back in the fall to Entrusted Legacy Law because we feel like that actually tells people what we do.
Okay.
So we take a more heart-centered approach to estate planning. Kind of the old-fashioned way of doing estate planning was you walked into a lawyer that did everything under the sun. They gave you a three-page will and said, hey, tell your family to call us if you pass away. And there was no personal approach. There was no figuring out what somebody actually needs. And I love educating people.
Right.
I love people to understand, you know, how things work and what makes sense for them, because not everyone needs the same thing. You know, so 85% of estate planning for everyone that lives in Pennsylvania is probably the same, but it's that last 15% that either makes or breaks. Does your plan do what you want it to do for your family?
And it's very similar to what we do every day. You know, we're trying to figure out those, how the nuts and bolts fit together for every individual, because Medicare is very individualized. And you're a Westmoreland County girl, right?
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to Kiski area.
All right. That's cool. That's cool. I would live in Westmoreland County now. But, you know, this is such an interesting topic. I probably could talk to you for about an hour just on things, questions I have. But let's go with this. Tell me, what's comprehensive estate planning?
So typically somebody calls our office and they say, I need a will. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we were talking about on the break. You know, people think they, you know, I need a will, which yes, you might need a will, but there's also other documents people need. So we focus a lot on comprehensive planning. So what that means is we want to make sure somebody's covered for any situation in life. So if there's a medical emergency, that they have a power of attorney for medical decisions, for who makes medical decisions for them.
Sure.
What if they're incapacitated or they're just, they don't get around well and they want their adult kids to help them. They need a power of attorney.
Right.
You know, and then once you pass away, that's where a will comes into play if needed. You know, but having comprehensive estate planning is covering you from point A the whole way through. A will alone is not enough for somebody. They need to have the other documents. And sometimes the more powerful documents are those documents when somebody's alive.
Yeah.
Because it gives their family the ability to help them as they age, you know, to make sure that they're protected and they have what they need and get the other pieces lined up for after they pass.
You know, we deal with it all the time, too, in the Medicare space. And I can tell you from my hospice experience, having that power of attorney, it's really important. If you're, even when you're not thinking about it, you probably should be thinking about it. If you have elderly parents, it's just an important piece of the puzzle, because you just never know when somebody's going to come to a place where they can't make decisions for themselves anymore. And we'll let the medical community figure that out, right?
Right.
But it's just such an important part of what we do. And one of the things I was really impressed at looking at your website and just reading about your firm, just how personal everything was, right? Even during the break, you mentioned that you're willing to go to people's homes to visit with them because you don't want people to go without estate planning. And would you say like 73% of people don't have?
I think a study just came out at 78% of people have no estate plan.
Wow. And
so it's most people.
Most people.
Yeah.
I'm included in there. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of people say, you know, they kind of feel ashamed. They're like, oh, this is something I should have done a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I've met people and they're like, oh yeah, that's been on my to-do list for 15 years. I mean, that's a heck of a to-do list.
Oh, and you know, if I've learned anything, life's short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't push everything off till tomorrow. Sometimes tomorrow doesn't come, right?
Yeah.
I'll move on a little bit here, but this is a big question in my mind. If I don't own a house, do I still need an estate plan?
So you need an estate plan, but you might not have a probate issue.
Okay.
So real estate is one of the things in Pennsylvania that we can't put beneficiaries on.
Okay.
So if you think about if you have any kind of retirement accounts, you have life insurance, you have an investment account with a financial advisor, usually you can put a beneficiary on those things.
Okay.
There are certain assets, real estate is the big one, you can't put a beneficiary on there.
Okay.
So that's then where that will comes in handy when you pass away that says, who gets that property?
Okay.
So everybody needs an estate plan. They might not have a probate issue.
Okay.
And our goal is always, how do we avoid probate? And some people can do that just with making sure they have all their beneficiary designations on things.
Okay.
You know, you can, on your bank account, you can put a transfer on death. It's called a TOD, but it's kind of like a beneficiary designation.
Okay.
And there's a way then that if you pass away, that account goes to somebody. But real estate's where we always get hung up, where, you know, even if we wanted to, we're going to end up with a probate issue.
Okay.
With real estate.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's really important. I know I'm in a situation where my parents both own a house, and, you know, my sister and I got to figure that out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So next, what's probate and how does someone avoid it? I guess maybe you answered that a little bit.
Started to hint at it. Yeah. So that dreaded P word.
Yeah.
You know, I do a monthly presentation at Narcisse Winery called Wine and Wills. And
okay.
Usually we ask people, like, so if you don't have an estate plan, what happens? And someone's usually like, oh, probate. And I've never met anyone that had this glowing, wonderful experience of it. So, you know, usually we're trying to figure out, how do we make things easier for your family?
Sure.
You know, they're grieving, they're sad, they're not in, you know, a good place. And then you kind of throw them headfirst into this process they know nothing about. You know, and they can have somebody like my office come in and help with that process, because not everyone plans ahead. Sometimes we get stuck in that probate process. But usually, you know, if somebody has gone through it with a family member, they'll come into the office, or, you know, they'll have a meeting with me and they're like, whatever I have to do so my kids don't go through that thing I had to do for my parents or, you know, my great aunt, what do we have to do?
Right.
And like I said, sometimes we can avoid probate with beneficiary designations, you know, titling accounts differently. The other option is, you know, if probate and a will is not enough for somebody, that's where a revocable living trust comes in. And usually when I say trust, people like glaze over and they're like, oh, that's what those really, really rich people have. That's not me. You know, and what we're talking about is just a way to avoid probate.
Sure.
You know, so probate's public record. Not everyone wants their whole family business, where their beneficiaries live and what assets those people are getting, to be public record.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's a part of life that's real and important, but most people don't live it every day.
Right.
And so that's why they need somebody like you with expertise.
Right. And this is all I do all day, every day. So
yeah.
I always tell everyone, there's no silly or stupid question, because unless you're me or somebody in my office where this is all we do, I assume you don't know. And I assume you have questions.
Right.
And I also get that nobody wants to do this. Nobody's excited. I always say, no one's excited to come and talk to me about death and dying. Like, I'm not the highlight of anyone's day.
Right.
So we really try to ease that. You know, we really try to get to know our clients as people, because we truly care about them, and we want to know what they need. And at the end of the day, you get some estate planning documents, but it's figuring out what makes sense for them.
Sure. And I'm a big proponent of taking care of some of this stuff beforehand, so that when your family has to grieve, you can let them grieve. You know, some of that planning for your burial or your funeral, making sure you have all that in line, all that stuff, you know, your estate, you know, grieving's difficult. It's overwhelming. And coming from a hospice chaplain, I've been there, done that, you know, it's overwhelming. If you can do anything to help your family with the business end of what happens after you pass, you should do it as soon as possible.
Agree.
Right?
Yeah. Don't wait for tomorrow, because sometimes tomorrow doesn't happen. And
sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. And you just don't know. So if someone's wants to protect their assets and they're concerned, though, that they might need skilled care in the future, what should they do, or what's your advice?
So we can proactively plan for somebody. You know, so anyone who's in their mid to late 60s and their 70s, typically they don't have an ailment that's going to cause them to need skilled care imminently. It's not going to be in the next year or two.
Right.
Our goal is, you know, we can proactively protect things. So if they need skilled care in 6, 7, 8, 10, 15 years, things that they put in an irrevocable trust are protected.
Okay.
And, you know, the cost of skilled care is ever going up and up and up.
Yes.
I'm going to be 38 in June, and I always joke, by the time I need skilled care, it's going to be $40,000 a month. So, you know, having something and a way to protect, you know, whether it's just your house, you know, as your legacy for your family, but there's a way you can proactively plan to protect those assets. But there's kind of a sweet spot of doing that. Like I said, I think it's late 60s, 70s. They say that the average person needs skilled care by age 80.
Okay.
So it's clearly not something you're going to want to do when you're 82.
Right.
But that's not, you know, it's not a, oh, too late, you missed out. At that point, we can do what's called crisis planning.
Okay.
So there's a crisis, somebody's already in skilled care, mm-hmm. or they're going into skilled care. And then at that point, we get strategic on how we can protect assets and move things around at that point.
And that's really the next thing I was going to ask is, you know, is there a way to help people? They're already in a nursing home, or mom and dad are already in a nursing home, and you're worried about spending those thousands of dollars a month. Is it too late? And you kind of answered that.
Yeah, no, I mean, and so many people don't know that. Most people, if they know anything about Medicaid, not to be confused with Medicare,
right?
You know, most people, if they know anything about Medicaid, they're saying that, you know, there's a 5-year look back, and they're like, well, mom or dad or, you know, whoever's already there, it's too late, can't do anything. And we can do something, you know, and we could sit here and chat about that for a whole nother hour. But, you know, figuring out what they need and how we can protect things, it's not too late.
Yeah, great. That's good news.
She's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
Duquesne Law School paid off.
That's it. Yeah.
I was just thinking about where I was at 38. Okay. Light years. This incredible attorney is so far ahead of the game, no doubt. All right. How can people get a hold of you?
So they can give our office a call. So our phone number is 412-347-1731. And basically, they'll give us a call. You can call right now. You can leave us a message and we'll give you a call back on Monday. Katie will give you a call. She'll kind of give you the rundown of how we work and how our process is, and then get you scheduled for a meeting with me. You can also go on our website. It's entrustedlegacy.law. But, you know, phone's always best, 412-347-1731. I would love to sit down and chat with you. I would love to learn more, you know, about anybody's situation and figure out how I can help.
All right. Good stuff. We'll come back. One more segment. Mark Clark is hosting today. This is MediConnect, the Inside Connection on KDKA. All right, getting down to the final few minutes. We're going to get back to Ashley in a moment. But if you could, Mark, run the seminars. And again, I want to remind everyone, you can reserve your space. These are free, but you got to reserve your space. You can call our live advisors now at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab.
That's right. And if you're turning 65 in the next 12 months, or if you just want a review of your plan in the next 9 days, because we're coming up on the end of open enrollment, you want to make sure that you call. And if you want to be a part of one of the seminars, here we go. March 26th, we'll be at the Baldwin Health Center at 1717 Skyline Drive. We'll be there at 4:30 and 6 p.m. April 2nd, we'll be at the Fairfield Inn in Washington. That's 451 Racetrack Road. We'll also be there on April 4th. Both of those are at 6 p.m. We will be April 9th. We will be at the AHM Hemfield Building. That's 6321 U.S. Route 30, Greensburg. We'll be there at 4:30 and 6 p.m. On April 16th and April 18th, we'll be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree, 875 Greentree Road. April 23rd and 25th, we'll be at the Hampton Inn Butler. That is 400 Benevian Square Road. In Butler, PA. And then on May 1st and May 2nd, we'll be at the Ross Community Center, 1000 Ross Municipal Drive, Pittsburgh, PA. Those are both at 6 p.m. Again, our live advisors are standing by till noon, 888-818-6334. You can go to our website, click on the seminars tab, and register there. You want to register so you can have a spot. Ashley, we're back to Ashley, right? And it's been so much fun talking to you today and so informative. And I know I'm going to have to make sure I have your number down. Make sure the people have your number. I know I'm going to have to talk to you.
Definitely.
Make sure everybody knows your number. Give your number out a couple more times.
Sure thing. So you can give the office a call. It is 412-347-1731. Again, our number is 412-347-1731. You can also go on the website if that's easier, a little less pressure. It's an entrusted, E-N-T-R-U-S-T-E-D, legacylaw, dot law. You can also go to .com. They both go to the same place, actually. So we know sometimes people typo that. but give us a call, 412-347-1731. We would love a chance to chat with you and figure out how we can help you with your estate planning.
Yeah, and I will definitely be calling. I have two elderly parents. We've got lots of stuff to talk about. And then I've got to probably talk about my stuff, too, because we've got kids as well. And, you know, again, you just never know, right? It's important to do a lot of things ahead of time. Today, we talked about open enrollment. Open enrollment ends in 9 days. And so if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, if you haven't taken time to do a review in the last year or last couple years, I can't tell you how often I sit down with people and they haven't looked over their plan in 4 or 5 years. And all of a sudden, they're paying a whole bunch more for their medications. And if they just would sit down with us, we'd be able to show them a plan that could cover their medications at a lower copay. How about that? Right? I don't know about you, Ashley, but for me, every dollar counts these days, right? And
definitely.
Somebody, I think it was Benjamin Franklin, said, if you take care of the pennies, the dollars take care of themselves, right? It's just so important that you don't get too comfortable with these things. And Ashley, again, why is estate planning so important?
I think if you care about the people that you're leaving things to, don't leave them a mess.
Yeah.
Do the work for them, make it easy for them, let them grieve without the stress of all of this.
Right.
And that's where somebody like my office can come in and really help them.
Yeah, grief can be very complicated. Depends on the relationship you have with the person who's passed. It depends on just what you went through in their dying process. It can depend a lot on what you have to deal with after they're gone. And it's a difficult, difficult process and journey sometimes, especially if there's multiple children or family members involved. Boy, that can get messy. I've seen it get messy really quickly.
Lots of cooks in the kitchen
there. Yeah, that's tough because everybody has their own ideas of what should happen or what could happen or what needs to happen. And I've seen really good families turn on each other. But this kind of planning can change that.
Yeah.
Because it can be straightforward.
And you control the narrative at that point.
That's it. That's it. And again, Ashley, give your phone number out. Make sure these people know how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, sure thing. So I'm Ashley Sherrick with Entrusted Legacy Law. Our number is 412-347-1731. Again, 412-347-1731. Or you can visit us online at entrustedlegacy.law.
All right. That's great. What a great conversation. I feel like I wish we took the whole hour and just talked. There's just so many nuances to all of it.
And definitely.
It's great having you here today. Thank you so much. I would encourage everybody to give Ashley's office a call this week. Make sure you get that planning done, that estate planning done. If you need a power of attorney, if you need help planning, if you need that emergency planning because now you're in a situation, they're the people you want to call. You want to give them a call, 412-347-1731, and make sure you call them this week. Again, open enrollment's going to end here. You want to make sure you call us at 888-818-6334. My live advisors, some of the top skilled people in this region, they're standing by waiting to make an appointment with you. They'll make time to help you. We've got a YouTube page. We've got over 16,000 subscribers now. We've got Facebook, MediConnect, PGH. You want to go there and take a look at the content we have there. We've got our live advisors. We've got our seminars coming up. March 26th, we'll be at the Baldwin Health Center, 4:30 and 6 p.m. That's at 1717 Skyline Drive. March 2nd and 4th, we'll be at the Fairfield Inn in Washington, 451 Racetrack Road. April 9th, we'll be at the AHN Hempfield Pavilion at 6321 U.S. Route 30 in Greensburg. April 16th and 18th, we'll be at the Holiday Inn Greentree, 875 Greentree Road. April 23rd and 25th, we'll be at the Hampton Inn in Butler. That's at Benevian Square in Butler. And May 1st and May 2nd, Ross Community Center, 1000 Ross Municipal Drive. Most of those are at 6 p.m. Look at the website. Call us at 888-818-6334. And don't forget to call Ashley at Entrusted Legacy Law. She'll help you. Definitely going to help you.
Mark, thanks. Ashley, great job.
Thank you.
All right, news coming up next.